You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Princess Chelsea with Love Is More. Morena, Chelsea, or good afternoon, I should say, because you're over in the States. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How is America? I feel like you're there a lot at the moment. It sounds like you've been having a good year.
Yeah, I am there a lot at the moment. It's abnormal, but it's fun. I have been doing some shows with Jonathan Bree in New York, so I'm just staying a little bit longer in Nashville, visiting a good friend.
What's Nashville like? I've always wanted to go.
I'm staying in East Nashville, which is like the historic part where they have all these nice old houses, and there's a lot of like new businesses popping up, and then a good mix of like old honky tonk bars. But yeah, the musicians here are really, really good. It's quite astonishing. And all the bands here, I didn't realize, they just play for tips. Like they turn up, they play, every bar has a band playing all the time, and they're not getting paid. They're playing for tips, which it's just how it's done here. I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah, that's kind of wild, but very exciting space to be in at the moment. How's the Jonathan Bree tour been? That would have been an exciting show, a couple of shows to be part of.
Yeah, it's pretty great. Like, he's been kind of expanding and working on his show and adding more and more musicians. So he's got like a 7-piece crew at the moment. And I just get to like swan on and sing songs. It's so good for me.
That's such an ideal situation.
It's so ideal. Their whole setup is insane, like with their costuming and like everything. It's very complicated, but it's so amazing when you see it from the audience perspective. Yeah,
that's so cool. It sounds like you're having a really good year. Obviously, we're very excited to see you play back in Tamaki. Actually, not too far off now. The 12th of October is when you're going to be here in Auckland playing at Neck of the Woods, and then you're going down to Whanganui, Paikokariki and Wellington as well. And then you're taking your band back over to the States to do your first ever American tour. That's an exciting and kind of a daunting thing. How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, I think excited and daunted, pretty much. Like, that's exactly it. Like, I know that the band's amazing and will play great shows. It's just like you're more daunted about the physical and mental effort it takes to do something like that, and just making sure that you're I'm responsible for all those people, making sure everyone's okay.
Totally.
So that's the main daunting thing.
You're doing a lot of dates. What kind of ground are you covering? Because that's the thing that I find just crazy about America, is it's just massive. Like, what's your actual tour look like?
I'm just pulling it up because it's so long I can't remember it. we start in Seattle, and then we're playing, almost every night from November the 8th through to December the 15th.
Wow.
So we've taken from the West Coast right through to the East Coast. Then we're going up to Canada, and then we're flying to Mexico, and then we fly home.
Oh my God, that's going to be exciting.
It's really exciting. I mean, I've never played to these audiences before, and I know that I have fans there. I don't know how many. I'm going to find out.
Yeah, that is exciting.
That's the other thing that's scary, is it's really expensive. Like, you have to get these expensive visas, and you have to get a van. You got to, like, every night you're probably getting motel rooms and things like that, unless you have a lot of friends in America who are happy to have 10 people stay. So it's like this massive, like, financial kind of commitment, and then you just don't know if you'll get it back. So
yeah,
the money thing's the least scary, I guess. It's more like, are people okay on this? Are they okay? Because it's a lot.
Yeah,
and I think they will be, because it's a great crew that looks after each other.
Oh, totally. You've got some of the best in your band at the moment, Chelsea. It's a very exciting group you've got together, and you're no strangers to touring, foreign parts with each other as well. So it'll be probably, old hand by the time you're halfway through. You'll be well experienced at it. How have you found playing with Jonathan, there is an overlap in some of your fans as well. How have you found the audiences? What's that experience been like playing the Jonathan Bree shows?
Oh, it's pretty interesting because when I go out on stage, I don't have a mask on, so everyone else masks. So I'm the one person who's not.
Oh, wow. That would be a strange experience.
Yeah, it is. And it's funny for me. I was chatting to another musician, Ryder the Eagle. He did a guest spot at the same night I did. He was playing saxophone and he didn't have a mask either. And we're like, I want to be a part of how they present themselves, almost like I'm playing a movie star or something, like on on a in a movie or something like that, like a little bit detached but yeah. still connecting with the audience, because it would be weird if I was like, hey guys, like yeah. clap, like it's because of the nature of the theatrical part of Jonathan's show. It's like a real interesting thing to like navigate. But the audiences, yeah, they obviously, there's a decent chunk of them who are very excited when I come on stage, which is it's lovely. You know, I still have to get used to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And reassuring as well before you head off on your big tour to be like, okay, some of them like me, that is a good start, yeah. and a good chunk of them, that's an even better start.
Yeah, that is good.
well, we obviously love you, Chelsea, and we're very excited that you are...
I feel like this is a therapy session.
anytime. But, you know, we're very excited that you're going to be celebrating this album again with us in Auckland, because it's been a real soundtrack to this year. I know for a lot of people who listen to BFM at least, and it's such a magnificent show that you've put together with your excellent band. What can people expect from the Neck of the Woods evening?
Well, we are performing the album in full, which so there's quite a few tracks that we've never played live before, so that'll be real fun.
Yeah.
And it's not something I've ever done, like played a complete work from beginning to end. So expect to see that. We've got the full band there, which is, I can't forget how many of us there are. It's like 7 or 8 or something. We're doing stage dressings by Kat Ellis, who's dressed the stage for the last couple of shows. It's something I've got into, like getting someone to stage dress. That's an artist. It really adds to the show.
That's really fun.
Yeah, we'll have lights and smoke and all that because I love that. And we actually just announced an all ages show in Auckland as well at
so
Big
good.
Fan, which is going to be October 20th. And that one's going to be like kind of have a different set list again. So it will be an opportunity for any hardcores, if they want to come along again, it'll be a totally different set.
Oh, that's exciting. And also lovely to do an all ages show as well, because you know, still a rarity sometimes in Auckland City to get a great band play an all ages gig, a very experienced band play an all ages gig as well.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think back to, I used to make my dad take me to shows at the King's Arms.
Nice.
I remember he like had to come to like Interpol with me or something when I was like a teenager.
Love it.
And it's like, if I had like the early, being 17, 16 and seeing a band, it's like really can have a major impact on you.
Mm.
So like have the opportunity to potentially, you know, leave a mark on a young musician or future musician, that's a real privilege. So I'm very happy about that.
That's awesome. So that's on the 20th at Big Fan, and as mentioned before, the 12th at Neck of the Woods, and then you're going to be jetting off with your band.
Yeah.
It's just very exciting.
We're playing with Louise and Nicklin at Neck of the Woods, which I'm really happy about. I've just kind of discovered her work because I'm kind of out of touch. She's amazing.
She is.
And then, yeah, I'd say one thing I always say, sounds weird, but since COVID and stuff, it's been really hard for people don't really buy tickets. Like they kind of wait, and I totally understand. But I would say to anyone that wants to come to the shows, if you think you can come, you should buy a ticket, because the Neck of the Woods hasn't got that many tickets left. And also it's really helpful if you're planning a tour to actually kind of know how many people are coming or, you know, and stuff like that. So yeah, it sounds like desperate or something, but I think it's really helpful for people to know that actually buying tickets early, just so helpful.
Totally.
Because it's been really hard for touring musicians since the pandemic.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't think it sounds desperate. I think it's extremely pragmatic, and lots of artists having the same problem at the moment. So if you've been thinking about going to Chelsea's show, go over to Under the Radar now and book your tickets, because it's going to be a very, very excellent evening. Chelsea, have a lovely afternoon in Nashville, and we will see you when you get home in a couple of weeks' time. Thanks for chatting with us.
Thank you, and see y'all soon.
See y'all soon. Bye.
Bye.
kick around. We kick around. We kick around. What?
Princess Chelsea with We Kick Around from Everything's Going to Be All Right, which she is coming to play in full, which is very special, at Neck of the Woods on the 12th of October, and then a special one-off all-ages show at Big Fan as well. So if you're under 18, grab a ticket to that one. If you're over 18, grab a ticket to Neck of the Woods. As Chelsea said as well, if you have been thinking about it, just buy the ticket. It makes a massive difference to buy tickets early for bands, particularly at the moment, because it's a bit hard out there post-COVID. So help Chelsea and her crew get back to the States and do their fantastic massive tour that they've got lined up for the rest of the year. Thanks to Chelsea. Very excited to see them play.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.